259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. That is toll-free for you anywhere in the United States. We will take your call about anything you'd like to talk about, political, personal, it doesn't matter, whatever is on your mind. And, again, no Ian or Manwich this evening.
Hooray!
Hooray! huzzah! But it is Torgo here with you.
And Johnson.
And Jason.
I see you guys swapped it tonight. Now we can distinguish which archive is which. Now that'll be good when I go back through.
That works.
Also, you can go to our website at freetalklive.com. Partake of all of the free things we have available for you there, including our bulletin board system. We have thousands of messages, 88,000 messages. I said 89 last night, and I'm a filthy liar. 88,000 messages, over 1,200 people there discussing anything you can imagine, whether it's issues or just personal stuff or, hey, I need to buy a car. Any suggestions? Well, that's on there, too. Doesn't matter. Also, it is the beginning of the month, and one thing we ask for all of our listeners to do every month is to vote for us in the podcast rankings. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. Take a couple of minutes. All you got to do is have an email address. They'll send you a little email. You click on the link, and it'll move us up in the rankings, meaning we get more attention, meaning more people hear the message of liberty that we have to spread. Vote.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live, I don't know if you guys heard this or not, it's brought to you by the Free State Project.
The Free State Project?
The Free State Project.
All right.
Your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, you can call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can simply log on, freestateproject.org.
Yes, that's right, freestateproject.org. I'm sorry, my microphone is fighting with me at the moment. So
your microphone, your chair.
Yeah, I am in an interesting state this evening.
We should probably switch chairs on the next break.
Perhaps.
Yeah, it might be a good idea.
Okay, well, for right now, though, we're going to, if you are prepared, do you have one that you can start us off
with?
Sure,
I am. I need to make Ian proud in his absence.
Okay, go right ahead. Make Papa proud.
After last night, it's about time.
I think we need to cover some more Free Talk Live standard prep here. So I want to talk about it's a television show that's going to be airing this Sunday. 60 Minutes correspondent Bob Simon is going to be talking to Mark Emery. Mark Emery, some of you may recall, was the guy who has a mail order pot seed business that Canada has been ignoring, but the United States Drug Enforcement Agency wants to prosecute him. The Canadian, Mark Emery, calls himself the Prince of Pot, and he could wind up in a U.S. prison for selling marijuana seeds, but he says that he would be blessed because such a plight could help legalize the drug. The last place he wants to be is jail, but Emery says that if the Canadian courts allow the United States government to extradite him and the U.S. jury to put him away, he still sees a silver lining. He says, "I am blessed by what the DEA has done. I would rather see marijuana legalized than me being saved from a U.S. jail. I hope that if I'm incarcerated, that I can influence tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of young people to take up my cause." I don't know. I can't believe that our foreign policy is bad enough. Now we're going to start just sending law enforcement agents over into other countries to extradite people because we don't like the way they're interacting with our country.
Well, they just don't understand freedom. We're spreading freedom, and takes poking a few sticks into a few eyes, then so be it.
Right, exactly. We're trying to help the world.
Indeed.
And so right now there's an awful tumor on the face of Canada in the form of this pot salesman, this pot seed salesman. He's influencing our young and making them have easy access to bad stuff. No, it's awful. I don't understand this at all. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. First of all, the guy only sells seeds, correct?
Right.
Yeah, he's only selling the seeds.
And He's just selling seeds. I can't believe this. And the United States, they talk a big game about putting up more soldiers at the border and whatnot. I don't understand why we want to get into it with a neighbor anyways. It just doesn't seem like a good idea to me.
No, not at all. We have to deal with those people. It's just like in your neighborhood, you know, you don't want to just go over and start slapping the neighbor kids around because you still got to deal with his parents, you know, that type of thing.
That's right.
Well, it's interesting. Here, Mark Emery, he's a 48-year-old. He's from Vancouver, B.C. He's a fervent activist for the legalization of marijuana, and he's considered a hero in the movement. He's made several million dollars, and he claims to have sold more seeds than anyone in the world on his website and through his magazine he publishes called Cannabis Culture. Selling the seeds is an illegal activity in Canada. So it is illegal in Canada, but enforcement is rare, and punishment is light. The drug is legal for medicinal purposes, and overall, Canada has a very laid-back attitude toward marijuana, which it probably should.
Yeah, I think everyone should have a very laid-back attitude towards marijuana.
I certainly do.
Most of the users definitely do. They're usually pretty laid-back.
And, you know, we have a laid-back attitude towards alcohol in this country. Or what about tobacco and nicotine? Marijuana, not really any different. But Emery estimates that the majority of his customers that he's sold to over the past decade are Americans. Furthermore, British Columbia is a region that produces a very pungent pot known as BC Bud that is smuggled into the United States, where it's well known. Emery takes pride in the image. British Columbia growers have had a wonderful marketing man in charge of that campaign. Yours truly, boasts Emery. U.S. officials in Washington have also taken notice, however. We have a huge regional, national, and international issue here in the growing of marijuana in lower British Columbia, says John McKay, U.S. attorney bureaucrat for the Western District of Washington. Emery's activities are kind of a leading edge of that marijuana problem. McKay says that the fact is that Canadian officials don't regard him as a threat has no bearing in the United States, where marijuana seeds are just as illegal as the plant. He's dealing drugs into the United States and violating laws of the United States, and we expect to extradite and try him in the United States, vows McKay. Asked what he thinks of the U.S. official stance that Emery is a major drug dealer, Canadian Senator Larry Campbell, a former drug officer, says, if they consider that, then they have bigger problems than I can even imagine. There's simply no way he's a major anything.
No, not at all. And the United States doesn't have any jurisdiction in this case. At all. At all. I understand he may be shipping things to people who are in the United States. However, there are lots of companies who are... He's probably shipping to other countries as well. And there are lots of other companies in other countries who ship things into the United States. The U.S. doesn't have jurisdiction over their trade practices and can't just go into their home country and yank them on out of their bed and be like, come over to our place so we can beat on you for a little while.
What's interesting, too, is this, you know, Campbell, who is an officer and, he's a Canadian drug officer, says, there would be a backlash from Canadians if the U.S. can extradite someone like Emery. I think there would be outrage, Campbell says. For McKay, the law is the law. We have full respect for the laws of Canada. No, you don't. And they
not in any way.
And they respect our laws, and he's violated our laws. You know he calls himself the Prince of Pot, but he may become the Prince of Federal Britain, says McKay. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Can you imagine Prince in federal prison? All right. Anyway, we've got some calls coming up. Alexander, Tony, Triddle, you're on hold. We'll get to you right after the break. You can give us a call, 1-800-259-9231, and take control of the show. This is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That is toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Torgo here with you.
And Johnson.
And Jason.
No, Ian. No, man, which there was an incident.
Very sad.
Yeah. I don't know if we should get into this now. We've got callers on the line. We'll tease it.
We're going to hold it over. We want to hold it over until we get some more affiliates on board in the second hour.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in the second hour.
We want as many people to hear about this at once as possible.
Big news. Big news on the Free Talk Live front. Also, until then, you can keep yourself amused by going to our website at freetalklive.com. Take advantage of all the stuff we've got available there, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Want something to keep yourself occupied? Go take a look at the lovely ladies who have taken the time to send us a picture to let us know that they support us and they support the program. All you've got to do, ladies, if you'd like to be a part of the Shrine of Female Listeners, is take a picture of yourself that in some way proves that you listen to Free Talk Live. For example, writing Torgo is my own personal god on your naked body and lipstick would work.
Indeed.
Not that that's the only way to do it, but, you know, hey.
It's the preferred way.
There's my suggestion for the evening. You can send those pictures to ftl@freetalklive.com. We'll put it up on the shrine, which, really, we take anybody. It's not something where it's like, oh, we only want the pretty ones, or, no, we want people we can laugh at. No, we want pretty ones and people we can laugh at.
We're not picky.
Nope, not at all. So that's the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. We've got several calls on hold, so we're going to go ahead and just get to the first one here. Alexander in Florida, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, sir.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right. How
Quite
you doing?
Well.
I'm glad to see you finally did away with those two.
Well, actually, if you were listening last night, it was a waffle iron or a pack of wild dogs that did away with those two.
Either way, I know you guys were behind it anyways.
Well, who else is going to have a waffle iron, the chunky one, so, you know. And now who's in the driver's seat? Do you see what's going on? So what's up?
So, yeah, as far as the marijuana situation, I mean, the state is the antithesis of freedom, so they always try to put their nose in other people's businesses as long as they're allowed to keep growing. So I don't find it strange that the United States government is trying to poke itself in Canada's business or anything like that.
It is. I mean, it's ridiculous that our government is now spreading beyond the borders. I mean, it's like a virus. It's a plague. And, you know, our foreign policy and our anti-freedom ways are spreading outward. And people think that there are Americans that actually still believe that we're a country that represents freedom. And it's going away. We're losing it. And people aren't waking up. We need to wake people up. We need to educate people. We need to have the, you know, people need to, if you're listening to this show and listening to a discussion about freedom, you need to take this discussion to the streets and take it to other people and have this discussion and talk about the ideas of what does freedom mean to other people as well.
Free Talk Live, taking it to the street.
Take it to the street. Electric Boogaloo.
Ooh, that'd be great. No. All right, so, but you said you don't find it surprising that that's happening, Alexander?
No, like I think the state is like the antithesis of freedom. So, like it's sad it's happening, but I mean, with our government that's growing every day, and the re-signing of the Patriot Act, it does not surprise me that this stuff is happening. And not that I don't want to stop it. I'm working on, like, we should all work on stopping this, but like it's a terrible thing that's going on.
Yeah, it's kind of awful. Is there anything else on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I wanted to talk about the death penalty, because the other day on Free Talk Live, you guys were talking about the death penalty, and I was thinking that maybe in a concentration camp in Cuba.
Sorry, we lost you.
Cutting out.
Yeah, sorry, your cell phone's cutting out. Thank you for the call, Alexander. If you can get to a better line, give us a call back tomorrow night. So we'll just.
I think what it was is he wanted to talk to us about the death penalty because he was in an electric chair at the time, and that's what happened.
Oh, geez.
Well, I hope he was on a cordless phone. Otherwise, that jolt could have gone straight through the line and killed somebody. All right. Well, let's move on here. We got Tony in Florida. Hello, Tony. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys. I love the show.
Thank you very much.
We love you, so it's good.
Oh, thank you. Not many people do. A conversation came up here regarding this latest news report about the government reclassifying previously declassified information and documents.
Like what? Like, are you talking about stuff like the Northwoods document, or?
No, these were mostly documents regarding the Korean War and CIA's failure to detect intelligence and miscalculations that the government has declassified in the 1970s, and as of last week, they reclassified them as secret.
Really?
And we got into a bit of an argument here about if I go down and get a declassified document today and they reclassify it secret tomorrow, have I violated the criminal law by possessing secret information that I'm not entitled to have?
Well,
none of us are lawyers, but I'm hoping that by calling in, maybe somebody who is will post something on the website or something.
Yeah, I don't know if there's some sort of a grandfather clause that would apply to something like that.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and play.
Well, with the Patriot Act and everything else going on, you know, it's got a few people worried.
I'm going to go ahead and plug thememoryhole.org.
Okay.
It's a website where they take and collect classified information that has been declassified and news information that has, you know, hit the wire and then been retracted. This website snatches it up and puts it online, and they're pretty good about collecting this type of stuff. So I'd definitely check that out, and I'm sure they would have something discussing what you're talking about.
Yeah, I would say that it's logical that it would not be illegal to have these documents, which means it's probably illegal to have these documents.
Yeah, that's true. You take the point that could stand a reason, you're like, oh, well, it makes sense for this, and then go the complete opposite way.
Because that's the way they work.
Okay.
Well,
thanks, and
sorry about that. Everyone's phone is dying, but thank you for the call, Tony. We appreciate hearing from you. All right, hopefully we can squeeze this last call in here. Triddle in Washington, hello, you are on Free Talk Live.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
So my best friend is having a problem with a jealous wife, and I figure what better way to help him out than by explaining it to people he's never met before.
Sounds good to us.
That's kind of the way I live my life, too. What's going on?
So he has female coworkers who have been inviting him out to social functions. Nothing, you know, romantic. Just go out and social networking. But his wife does not want him to do anything with them at all. And he's unsure of what he should do. Should he just disobey her and go out and go to the social functions, or should he actually submit to what she wants and not go out to them?
Well, has he given reasons, or has he been given reasons why she doesn't want him to go out, or has there been a history of him doing unsavory things with people he's been out with in the past?
No. As far as I know, there's no good logical reason for it.
Oh, she was just like, I don't want you to go.
That's my understanding. So, yeah, let's go with that one.
My general feeling on that is it's probably a test. And I don't... My gut instinct says that he should go. And that it's probably a test. And I think she'll actually probably respect him more if he does go and stands up.
And that's why you're not a woman. All right, Triddle, thank you for the call. Hopefully we can get some explanations from people who have run into this kind of a thing. I don't know. I say go as well. Anyway,
yeah.
We'll take your calls, 1-800-259-9231. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request. Not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. We will take your call about anything political, personal, sexy. It doesn't matter. 1-800-259-9231. Or you can also go to our website and check out all the stuff we've got there at freetalklive.com, including the archives section of the site. The last 6 days of the show available for download right there on the front page with full descriptions and everything. Also available over the last several months via BitTorrent downloads. All right there on the front page, free for you. At freetalklive.com, it's Torgo here with you.
And Johnson.
And Jason.
All right. Well, do we have any more with the Prince of Pot? Because one of the things we were talking about before was the United States government is trying to extradite. I'm sorry, I cannot remember the guy's last name.
Mark Emery.
Mark Emery. I can never remember his last name.
Just look over at, there you go.
Ah, there we go. At Manwich's Emery board that he keeps on the table because he's a woman.
Which I can't help but to play with now that I'm sitting in his seat.
Yeah, you're sitting in his fancy chair, buffing your nails.
I hate this chair so much. It is the most uncomfortable thing I've ever sat in.
Well, yeah, but it makes Manwich's posture straighter, so that way he's...
I think Manwich needs to be straighter.
Well, see, that's why he sits in that chair, so there's just one straight thing about him.
Wow. All right, then.
So, anyway.
Moving along.
And Ian and Manwich are away in a hotel together, so we're here doing the show last night, tonight. We've got a little bit of news on that, but again, we're holding off. So if you want to know what's going on, kind of a major announcement with the show, stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Hour number two.
We promise we will get to it. All right. So I found something interesting and fun that the U.S. government is doing.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Do tell.
Well, are you familiar with John McCain's law that he got passed, the anti-torture bill?
The McCain-Feingold?
No, that's about blogging. McCain-Feingold was about restricting and actually taxing blogs as though they're contributions to political campaigns.
Yeah, that's cute.
This was the Detainee Treatment Act of 2005.
Yeah, that's right.
The one that said torture is bad. You know, let's stop torturing people. Well, Bush administration lawyers fighting a claim of torture by a Guantanamo Bay detainee yesterday argued that the new law that bans cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment of detainees in U.S. custody does not apply to people held in Guantanamo Bay.
That's so bad.
That's ridiculous.
In federal court yesterday and in legal filings, Justice Department lawyers contended that a detainee at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, cannot use legislation drafted by Senator John McCain to challenge treatment that the detainee's lawyers described as systematic torture.
So is Guantanamo Bay not considered U.S. soil?
No, that's not the issue at all. Government lawyers have argued that another portion of that same law, the Detainee Treatment Act, removes general access to U.S. courts for all Guantanamo Bay captives. You know, when they're in prison in Guantanamo Bay, they normally can't sue people or initiate any legal proceedings. They don't have access to the court system. Since they don't have access to the court system, this law doesn't protect them.
So does that mean no U.S. law applies to these fellas? Or just this one? Like the buffet of U.S. law. Let's see which ones apply to the Guantanamo folks.
I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work. Maybe it's the anti-torture law still applies, but they can't initiate any legal action about it. You know, maybe it's just like, they're torturing me! They're torturing me! You need to step in and stop them. Oh, we can't. You're not allowed to use the court system.
Yeah, that's awful, fellas. Sorry about that.
See, the thing is, on some level, I'm kind of thinking that was intentional.
Sounds a little like it.
I'm thinking that John McCain doing his whole let's stop torturing people thing, which is a good stance. I like that stance. Don't torture anybody. Torture's bad. It's called torture for a reason. But at the same time, he could put forth that strong exterior. We're going to stop the torture. But we'll make sure that, you know, we still have our little torture hole over here where we can take the real bad people or the people we can pretend are bad or just whoever we don't like that day. Take them over here and do whatever we want to them with bamboo poles. You know, it's just
to the bottoms of their feet.
Yeesh.
So, I'm just wondering what kind of stuff, because the only description that I have here is systematic torture of what took place with this particular person who was a detainee. What kind of stuff do you think is going on in that place? I mean, I don't know that I can really even... I mean, sure, I'll come up with ridiculous things that are funny sounding.
Yeah.
If you look at the videos and the pictures from, Abu Ghraib, you get an idea.
Yeesh.
You know, I'm sure that similar things are going on there. I've heard, though, that some of the things that go on at Guantanamo are far worse.
I've actually made it a point to avoid all of those videos and pictures. Everybody talks about them. I haven't seen any of them. I mean, I've made it a point now. So I don't even know what types of things are going on.
I like to see that because it just reminds me of how low humanity can get and that people in general, when pressed, are animals just like anybody else. Like any other creature on this planet, human beings are vicious animals. And stripped of society, human beings will return to that animalistic state.
What are some of the things that were going on? I mean, if someone could just give, if one of you two could just give me a quick description.
Okay, for example, in Abu Ghraib, they were having, forcing prisoners at gunpoint to masturbate one another. They were stripping down prisoners naked and forcing them to climb into pyramids and taking pictures of them. They were all sorts of sexual humiliation. One of the things that they had prisoners do is hook their legs over the edge of a bunk bed and lie down so that they were hanging upside down, naked. And obviously there's also physical torture where they're beating them and other things. One of the things that I heard was happen is that they would blindfold prisoners and strike them and, you know, act like they were going to be striking them again so that they'd never know when a hit was going to come.
Oh, jeez.
This is what our leaders have condoned in the name of freedom. Their brand of freedom, anyways.
Yep. We're making these people's lives better.
Ugh.
I've got a good segue here to another piece of prep.
Go right ahead.
Just because I feel like it applies since we're talking about our government being, you know, the wonderful, benevolent folk that they are. Well, the president is defending global outsourcing. Well, you know, we all know that Bush took a trip to India recently, and this user here, I got this article from Slashdot, and the user wrote in to mention a New York Times article discussing President Bush's trip to the Indian subcontinent. There, he urged Americans to welcome global competition for their jobs. From the article, Mr. Bush, reiterating a theme of his trip, strongly defended the outsourcing of American jobs to India as the reality of a global economy, and said that the United States should instead focus on India as a vital new market for American goods. The classic opportunity for our American farmers and entrepreneurs and small businesses to understand is there is a 300 million person market of middle class citizens here in India, and that we can make, and that if we can make a product they want, that it becomes viable.
Well, that's good that he's focusing on the right things. Ugh. I don't know. I think he's got his attention focused in completely the wrong areas on just about every issue. That's nice.
And he's also a liar.
That's even better. All right, well, we'll take your calls about anything. We've got at least one call holding. Call in toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Coming back with more Free Talk Live in a moment.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedEC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. We will take your call about anything political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind. Again, 1-800-259-9231. Also, you can go to our website at freetalklive.com and take advantage of all of the stuff we've got there for you, including the newest feature on the website, the Wiki.
Wikipedia.
That's right. Wiki. W-I-K-I. .freetalklive.com. I'm sorry I couldn't jump in there. I didn't know exactly what my part would have been.
That's right. You can remix the site, yo.
That's right. Change it up. Switch it. Do whatever you want to it.
Wiki.
Flip mode.
It's completely user editable, the wiki. It's full of great information about the show and Liberty and how Ian died.
Yep. Couple different ways.
That's not the big news about the show that we're teasing for the second hour.
No, it's not.
So there's other big news about the show, because I'm going to let you in on a secret. Ian's not dead. Yeah, exactly. We're bringing him back like a soap opera. Anyway.
Ian's a hero.
He's a superhero. That's the wiki, W-I-K-I dot freetalklive.com. And now, over to the phones. I'm not sure that I'm pronouncing this name even close to correctly. So we're going to say Agit in Louisiana. If that's wrong, correct me. You're on Free Talk Live.
It's a G.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, I was just talking about the blogs a few months ago.
What nationality is that name? I'm just curious.
Indian.
Okay.
See, I asked about the pronunciation, but I didn't get a... Yeah, sorry about that.
Cool. It's cool. Oh, I was just talking about blogs because a few months ago they're talking about how journals don't count as blogs, like Mustanga, MySpace, anything like that, and they're going to press, like, it's legal to press libel charges on that, and that it's not legal, so...
Wait, what are you talking about exactly? Clarify for us.
MySpaces and other kinds of journals and blogs and stuff
are right.
Counted as journals, and they are allowed to be charged for...
Well, the McCain... If you're referring to the McCain-Feingold Act, where the blogs were going to be taxed as political contributions, that act did not go through. So blogs are not being taxed right now. They're not being charged.
Right, but what he's referring to is the content of a blog. The person who posts the content of a blog is just as responsible for that content legally as someone who writes a news article. So anything libelous that gets printed in an article, the person who posts that in their blog could be held as legally responsible as a reporter who printed that same line in a newspaper.
Right.
Okay. Is there any other sort of congressional ideas going on like that still?
In regards to taxing or enforcing some sort of laws against blogs, I haven't seen anything, but I don't know. I mean, the government is certainly out to censor the internet in any ways that they can.
I don't think they'll even get the tiniest grasp on it anywhere near soon.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, the concept of blogs and the whole internet community is so far beyond the scope of what our administration has any ability to understand that I don't think they're ever going to make any sort of a logical move that'll stop anything. I mean, it's the internet is constantly changing, and it's such a rapid process that our slow, plodding bureaucracy that we have that's over us is still 2 years behind on enforcing internet-related laws, so... I don't know that we're going to see anything that's going to be a danger to your online freedoms anytime soon.
Let me ask you this, because you did say your name was Indian. Are you, are you from India? How far removed are you? I mean, do you have any comments on the article that we just covered just before we went to break? We were talking about Bush's recent trip to India and him supporting outsourcing. What are your thoughts on that?
I was born in Lake Charles. I was born in the United States.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I mean, do you have any opinions? I mean, is your family from India or...
Well, my family is. I think it's just natural for this type of economic policy just for outsourcing to happen. I mean, if socialism and any kind of other ideas are frowned upon, I mean, this is what's coming.
Do you feel like we should? I mean, do you support the outsourcing, or do you feel like we should try and relax laws to try and bring industry back over here? Or do you have any sort of opinion on it? Or I mean,
yeah, that is a good question as someone who was born and raised here, but you do have family, who is either from an area where jobs are being outsourced and have moved over here, or I'm sure you probably still have a couple of relatives that are still over there, right?
Well, I think some restrictions need to happen just to allow our own economy and our own middle class to grow, but I think we should allow some outsourcing because we need efficiency.
Absolutely. I don't have a problem with allowing the outsourcing. My problem comes from the fact that I think that the regulations are what's causing... In other words, I don't have any problem with allowing, for example, open immigration and allowing outsourcing to happen. I think that the problem that is what's going on is that we have too many restrictions on actual United States businesses to the point of where the only way they can compete is by outsourcing their business. And I think maybe we should be relaxing some of those restrictions on United States businesses so they don't have to outsource.
Well, there's a balance between total freedom and rules, because if you think about it, let's say Freire and France a few hundred years ago allowed so many things to happen that children were...
Alright, you got about 5 seconds.
So, yeah, rules should be relaxed. You're sure, Rob. See you later.
Alright, thanks, G.
Yep.
Alright, we'll be back in just a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time?
Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Is timing belt a technical term that makes you run for cover? Come on out. If you've jumped rope or played piano, you know more than you think. When I come back, I'll fill in the rest.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms.
Like jump ropes and piano metronomes tell you when to move your legs and fingers, timing belts cue two engine body parts to move. They're called pistons and valves. And when they move in concert, they create the beautiful music of a well-tuned engine. But if the timing belt's defective, screech! Pistons and valves crash into each other like cymbals. The sound's not pretty, and the price to the piper's high. See? Timing is everything. So at 60,000 miles, change that timing belt. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That is toll free, 1-800-259-9231. We will take your call about anything, whether it's political or personal or other. Anything and everything here on Free Talk Live. It's Torgo here with you.
And Johnson.
And Jason.
Wow, that was quite manly, sir.
Well, thank you.
God.
That was kind of creepy, actually.
Yeah. It was manly, but at the same time, kind of white trashy. Kind of like
that's
somebody.
That's what I was going for.
It's like somebody you could see stealing your daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, to me, it sounded like a good impression of that the robotic character from Judge Dredd.
Oh, I can't recall.
I don't remember his name. All I know is he had a dial on his head that you could, you know, turn up adrenaline.
Oh, that's right. I was like, who are you talking about? But now I remember.
All right. We should probably not talk about pop culture. Ian will get mad.
Oh, no. Well, that's going to happen, and he can just deal. All right. If he wants the show, he can come back and do it. He'd do it his way. But you know what? For right now, we'll do it this way.
And if you want the show, you can give us a call.
And if you want to know what's going on with the show, you can sign up for our updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Anytime anything happens, we have something big to announce. We announce it on our updates list. So be in the know. Be one of the first to find out what's going on. Updates.freetalklive.com. And also, if you've got a free moment, please take the time to go and vote for us in the podcast rankings.
It helps.
It definitely helps. The more time we spend at number one, the more people come to the show and learn about freedom, and hopefully make some moves to get something done in this damn country. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It takes less than 30 seconds, and it definitely helps. So, anyway, we have got a call. We're going to go to the phones. We've got James in Montana. James, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, sir.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right. Pretty how well, you doing?
I just kind of wanted to talk about this ports deal. Okay, I was listening to a show last night. I don't know if I can say the name of it.
That's okay. You were listening to a show.
All right. Anyway, they had this guy on who I guess is some sort of an expert about stuff, and he said that it might not be a bad idea if the UAE gets this deal because some Chinese company was looking at it.
Well, so it's kind of a who would you rather have in charge of it?
Yeah.
United Arab Emirates or the Chinese?
Or the Chinese, and I'm like, well, why the hell can't we do it, you know? I mean...
Well, because we're too busy outsourcing everything to India. We don't have time to watch our own ports.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's a scary situation either way, I think.
Yeah, we can't spend time making our own citizens in our own country actually competitive in the business world, in the global economy. No, instead, we've got to just bring other people in from around the world and send our money completely out of the country.
Yeah, and that's wrong, too.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to know what kind of opinions you guys had about any of that.
As far as whether or not we're going to be going with, the Arabs or the Chinese, I don't like the fact that we're doing the outsourcing. I really think that we should be competitive.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know, until something happens. I mean, if something were to happen, I think it would be horrible. But if something hasn't happened yet and these people are supposedly trustworthy, well, then let them take the job.
I guess.
Absolutely. Well, we got to do whatever's best with the crap that we're given. But anyway, James, thanks for taking the time to call. We appreciate
it. Thanks, guys.
All right. You can give us a call. Coming back with hour number two. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.